Orion, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure listening to you. And I want to tell you, many years ago, I had gone over to my sister's house. They are farmers. I started talking, and they ringed me because your program was on the radio.
I had a work associate in town about 6 months ago, and we were driving around, and I had WGN on the car radio. And my associate, who is in his mid-40s, he's currently living in California, but he heard your voice, and he said, wow, I remember that voice from when I was a kid on the farm. My grandfather used to listen to that radio station, and that triggered something in my mind, a nice memory of my grandfather. That voice was the voice that my grandfather used to listen to.
You graced the graduation of my son's PhD graduation from the University of Illinois. I'm sure you remember it. I think it was in 2011 when he received his PhD from U of I in computer and electrical engineering. Now he is a rocket scientist at SpaceX. Woohoo!
I realized when I put this number into my phone to save it so I can call you as I think of things that I would like to say to you, I don't know how to spell your name, Orion. And what I put into the phone is Orin, and that doesn't sound like you at all.
I want to congratulate you on the most outstanding, dedicated, honest, truthful, caring career that you could possibly give America. You have educated and you have been a friend to everyone. Never have you taken a political stance, and never have you been derogatory in any of your broadcasting.
And the second thing is, are you going to have a garden once you're retired, wherever you are, in Scottsdale or up here in Huntley? Are you going to have a garden for yourself?
Over the years, I've listened to you, and what I love and when I listen to you is the sound of your voice. Your delivery is slow and delivered with lots of feeling about the numbers that you're giving. I don't care so much for the numbers. I love the lilting sound of your voice and your delivery. And I'm so happy that I have until the end of the year that you're not gone yet, because I will miss you. I'll miss that voice at the end of the year.
Good morning, John. I haven't left a voicemail in some time on your system.
That said, Orion, thank you so much for all your years on WGN. I've enjoyed listening to them time after time. I've enjoyed imitating you. I'll never forget the day that John played my imitation of you, and you could not wait to string me up in a barn and let the pigs have their way with me. I'll never forget that day many years ago. Hopefully it was playfully said that. Paul Gazelle here from McHenry. Take care. Good luck to you. I do love listening to you. I miss the days of you and Max Armstrong on the Saturday Farm Report. And you are a golden voice that I have loved and I will miss. All right. Take care.
And have a great day. And keep on farming.
Good afternoon, Orion. This is a faithful listener, Dave, from Gurnee, Illinois. My friend Mary and I, we listen to you every day, and we wish you all the best of luck and good health in the coming years. We're sure going to miss your wonderful voice on WGN Chicago.
Orion, your friend Olaf has a cow that wanted to wish you congratulations. God bless you on your retirement. Love you.
Orion, God bless you. I've been tearful after learning what they were going to do for you. And Dave and I just wanted to call in and say we've been faithful listeners. And God bless you and have every kind of blessing in the upcoming years to follow your 60 at WGN. Thank you.
We did it.
Oh, that was hard.